Oh, well, absolutely. And a beautiful morning brought the crowds out. And we did anticipate a big crowd. And we had 560 or something last year, 753 checked in this time. So, you know, when you run an event and you stage an event and host an event, obviously you're going to be very encouraged by the turnout. And many, 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 many people out there, families, friends, joining in just to ignite. To remember people that are no longer with us in their own in their lives, and you know, it was emotional for some, but it was a brilliant day and a celebration of the lives of many people. 753, as I said, finished and started and finished, and up through the Drumbo Forest, a beautiful course, a beautiful day, and the winner was a wheelchair athlete, Carol Doherty from Carndonagh. You know, once again, Carol out front, hammered on, good man, and fair play to him. Carol was the first man across the line. In the men's running race, Gary Stevin from Foyle Valley was number one, and then there was James McFadden and Mark McIntyre following him home. And then in the women's, it was a case of Helen McCready from the Rosses, who's running particularly well at the moment. Helen winning it, a big crowd from the Rosses there, running and supporting it, of course. And Stephanie Walls from Milford, and again, a big crowd with Stephanie all the way up from Milford. So she was second, and Ida Kelly of Finn Valley, who, of course, had a big crowd. But it was very evident that all the running groups, all the different jogging groups, all the athletic clubs were there in big numbers. So it was a very enjoyable event. And a big thank you to the Gardaí, who once again locally here in Belfast and Northern Ireland have supported the event and add the logistics to the event that we need. So very much appreciative of the local Gardaí, and indeed all of the Finn Valley stewards who were out there, and all the Finn Valley people who were out there on the road registering, and all the different jobs that need to be done in connection with the race. It takes about 40 or 50 people to stage a race, and well done to them all. So yes, very positive, very good event, and a beautiful day.
Patsy, and also yesterday there was a big event over in Swansea, the Irish and British Masters Cross Country. A number of Irish athletes and Donegal athletes and taking part as well.
Aye, absolutely. And the big news that I got in straight away to Highland yesterday with it was that Teresa McGloin, Teresa Doherty, who she actually won the overall women's race, the Finn Valley athlete. And, you know, it was just an outstanding run from her. She was head-to-head with an English girl with about a K to go. She made ground on a climb, made about maybe 10, 11 seconds on that climb, and then really hammered it home to win the event, really up on her toes. Excellent run, and she'll be very happy with the run. And so well done, Teresa McGowan, well done, Teresa Doherty. And you know, she is probably her best race ever at that level ever, so well done to her. And it's very significant to go across to Swansea to win an international race against the best, particularly to beat the English, and to beat the English contingent. Very good. Herself and Katrina Devine, I thought maybe yesterday they might have won the gold team beating England, which would have been a big deal, but no, they had to settle for the silver. So Ireland's silver medal position there, with Katrina also running extremely well, the other Finn Valley athlete in that race, and Teresa and Katrina combining to get silver medals for Ireland there. Other medals coming to Donegal, of the 10 athletes, Donegal had 10 athletes on the team. Kieran Carlin had been brought in late to the team as well. Barry Harran had withdrawn through injuries. We were still on the number 10 in terms of participation by Donegal athletes internationally yesterday. Eimear McGee from the Rosses had an excellent run, and she was on an Irish team that medalled. Kay Byrne again was on an Irish team in her age category that medalled. Noreen Boner continues to run extremely well, and Noreen also was on the team, and they're all from Finn Valley except for Eimear. She's from the Rosses. And Martin Kerr, who's new to all this business probably new to this business of Masters, and he's a great kayaker, as they will tell you, down Milford way. But in recent weeks, he's made the Irish Masters cross-country team over 70. He's a fans man, and on this occasion was on the team in the over 7 category that got medals. So Martin making his way back at this moment to Fannett, he should be pretty happy with his return for the weekend. So well done, and particularly that was a big victory for Teresa Doherty.
Okay, Patsy, just looking forward to next weekend. What's coming up in the athletics world?
Well, next weekend it's all about nationals and the trials for the European Cross Country Championships at senior and men and women. We'll see how the Donegal contingent fare in that, at junior level as well for the European Cross Country, and then the underage, the even ages. No one will see what Donegal. But medal haul Donegal can bring back, and we'll have to wait Sunday next to find all that out. But it's next Sunday, and it's in Dublin, and big Donegal contingent involved in that next Sunday.
Okay, thanks very much to Patsy McGonigal, our athletics correspondent there, and some fantastic news from the Irish and British Masters cross country yesterday. Congratulations to Teresa McGloin. Other remembrance runs earlier on today, Tyrconnell AC. First home was Declan Sharkey on a time of 18 minutes and 14 seconds. Second was Martin Cunningham, 18.37 was his time. Paul Patterson was the third male home on 19.35. The first lady home was Donna Fury of Tyrconnell AC as well, her time of 23.19. Philomena Gallagher was the second lady home, 23.53 was her time, and Marie Rooney from the Tyrconnell AC was the third lady home, she was 23.53.